What do you think about TV news right now, Katie? And we're seeing the emergence of streaming services like CNN Plus, and what does that mean for the industry? How would you describe it?
Well, I think it's just another way to provide interesting content to consumers. It'll be interesting to see if people are going to pay for those services when there is so much news everywhere. I mean, I'm just inundated with news 24/7, and a lot of it is really high quality. I was just reading a great piece this morning on Joe Manchin and the Rolling Stone that someone brought my attention to. So I think it'll be an interesting experiment to see if people are going to want that content. Will they want to see Chris Wallace doing interviews? I'm not sure. Maybe hardcore Chris Wallace fans will, but it seems to me that there is so much news, it's so ubiquitous now, that they're going to have to provide something that is really unique. And I think they're trying to do that with sort of the model of Anthony Bourdain, which, was established on CNN many years ago with Eva Longoria. I just don't know. At what point, I guess, is it content overload, Andy? Is there just so much to choose from? Will the cream still rise to the top? Probably, but will it be enough to sustain some of these newer business models? I'm not sure.